Mick Hucknall has had sex with so many women. His penis is simply red. God. He tries hard, but he can't. Mick Hucknall. 3,000 women, apparently. Over a 3-year period. That's three a day. Three times a day. That's not three times with the same woman. Think about it, just for a second. Three different women every day. Think of that. Think of the logistics of that. That is a punishing schedule. You know, you'd have to get one out of the way early doors, obviously, the one you slept with, that's easy, right? But then you'd have to get rid of that one nicely by a breakfast. Then you'd have to go out in the daytime on the pool, really, wouldn't you, and get another one. Where was Mick Hucknall going on the pool in the daytime? I mean, I know it was easier for him, but I mean, he did have sex with Steffi Graf, didn't he? So maybe he just hung around tennis clubs. Hi, I'm Mick Hucknall. No time for small talk, sorry. Would you like to have sex? Yes, great. Step into my van. The evenings were easy for Mick, obviously. He's an incredible singer and a looker. He's a beautiful man. I saw him live. One of the best live voices I've ever seen. It's amazing. But God, what a schedule. When he wasn't singing, he was fucking. He must have had so many showers. Basically an unpaid prostitute. Harrowing. So there truly are, as proved by this, plenty of fish in the sea. But the question is for this podcast, not the whole thing, I'm not doing the whole podcast on this, just this episode. Does Mick Hucknall know that there are plenty of fish in the sea? That's the question I've investigated today. Right. Does Mick Hucknall know there are plenty of fish in the sea? Well, at first glance, you'd say yes, there are indeed, obviously, plenty of fish in the sea. As a rough estimate, if the sea is humanity, there are 9 billion fish in the sea. But obviously, Mick draws the line at kids, allegedly. So that's 4 billion adults for Mick. Mick. Is his name Mick? Doesn't sound right, does it? Mick. Hi, I'm Mick. Do you want to have sex? So, in my van. So, unless you're bisexual, which Mick Hucknall fiercely is not, there are 2 billion fish in your sea. So there we go, there are the figures. So, and that should make us all feel better, right? If you're feeling lonely during lockdown, there's a fish for everyone, loads of fish. As I say, there's plenty of fish in the sea. I mean, you haven't got access to all the fish. Some fish are in like Guatemala, or they're married and want to stick to their vows. But still, loads of fishes, you know, particularly if you're on a dating app. There are plenty of fish for you, a dating app such as Tinder. However, to illustrate what people do when they're on Tinder, where there's plenty of fish, or in real life, here's what they do when they're fishing. Right, I'll start fishing. Oh, I'm not catching anything. The fish seem to be actively avoiding me. Fucking hell, I've been here ages. I'm getting cold. None of the fish want me. Oh, shit! I've got one. I think I got one, mate. I think I got one. Tell people. Put it on Facebook. Put my fish status as caught. Is it the right one, love? Doesn't matter. Yeah? I thought you didn't like angry fish. Doesn't matter. I'll change it. But it's a piranha, love. No, I'll change it. It's fine. Yeah, I'll make it. I'll take its teeth out. I'll make it love me. Yeah, I'll change. But son, there are plenty more fish in the sea. No, I'm bored. I've got one. Now it's had babies. There's nothing I can do. And that's just fish, obviously. Relationships, very different. You catch your first fish. And most people do realise it's not the right fish out of the 2 billion fish. It would be pretty remarkable if you got the right fish for you on your first catch. So you put that one back, you go for your second fish, because it's better than the first fish, it proves it's the right one for you. And then 20 years later, you wonder what happened to the first fish. And you find it again. You don't really like it, but you've got a weird affection for it. It was your first fish. And you start to imagine another world where you would have been far happier. Now, I like it when people say they've met the one. No, you haven't. You haven't met the one, have you? You've met that one. So when people say you've met the one, only believe them if they've like caught 2 billion fishes. You know when you start a conversation, in one of your first conversations with your new partner, you talk about how many partners you've had. Only believe them if they, because usually you say 3 or 4. Whatever you've had, whether it's 1 or 200, you say three or about seven, don't you? Only trust them if they say they've slept with 3,000. Only trust them if they've done a hot knot. Only trust them if they're a slag. If you can bag a slag, that is an achievement. Anyone can bag a virgin, they're desperate. Bag a slag, go on the apps, slag bag, bag a slag. Because only then can you be confident that you are the one. The only person that can be confident that they are the one is Gabriella Westbury, Mick Hucknall's wife. Because all Mick Hucknall did before he married Gabriella Westbury was he had sex. He just sung and had sex. He didn't have time to do anything else. He didn't study. He didn't look at books. He was thick. He was, for want of a better expression, simply red. He was fucking just enough. So when he got married, he could look at his wife, Gabriella Westbury, and say, "You are the one. You are the one." So if you're lonely, when you get out of lockdown, guys, put the work in. Put in the hard yards like Mick Hucknall. Fuck your way through thousands. It would be more difficult for you because you're not Mick Hucknall, you know, when you're hanging around tennis clubs in the afternoon. If you hang around Wimbledon trying to fuck Steffi Graf, you might get arrested, but do your best. So we finally get to the point. Does Mick Hucknall know there are plenty of fish in the sea? Well, here we go, guys, because I've discovered, this is where it gets really bizarre, Mick Hucknall, true story, operates a fishing business out of his estate in Ireland. Pre-Brexit, he did fishing negotiations for 5 years. He did Brexit pre-Brexit with a neighbour in Ireland. He had a court case that started in 2009. And the judge told him to go away and reach an agreement, otherwise it might last 5 years. It did last 5 years. That's a long time. That's more time than even Mick Hucknall could keep fucking for 3 times a day. Anyway, the genuine sticking point of this case, Mick Hucknall didn't appreciate that there are plenty of fish in the sea. Enough to go round, at least him and his neighbour. There are 9 billion fish, Mick. Fucking hell, you're Mick Hucknall. You should know there are plenty of fish in the sea. This is like the Pope not knowing he's Catholic. It's like the bear not knowing if he shits in the woods. Mick Hucknall did not realise there are plenty of fish in the sea. I'm flabbergasted. Mick, I just don't think I know you at all, do I? Ooh, are the girls that you've been through, including Steffi Graf, Ulrika Jansson too. Now Mick, I know you know the difference between fish and women. It doesn't take a genius to realize, for both there are fucking billions. Oh, Mick Hucknall, there are plenty of fish in the sea. Please support the podcast at patreon.com/NathanCassidy. If that's enough. Okay. Go and see Mick Hucknall live. He's better than me. Plenty of fish in the sea.